This week's parsha is Parsha's Ekev. We have the mitzvah of Birkas Hamazon. The Torah tells us, "V'chalta v'savato v'irachta, Hashem alokecha la'arch hatova asher nosonloch." And as we know, the mitzvah of Birkas Hamazon is when somebody is full, satiated, v'savata. We have a din d'rabbanan, which we'll see later, that even if you just eat a kezais, size of an olive of bread, whatever that size is, and you're totally not full at all, you have a chiv midrabbanan to bench. But the din d'raisa of benching is v'chalta v'savata v'irachta, when there's svia. There's a famous gemara in Brachos, and Daf Chof Amud Beis, where the gemara says, Darash Rav Avira, Zimun Omala Mishmeid Rav Ami, Zimun Omala Mishmeid Rav Asi. Amru Malachi Asharis Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Malachim said to the Ribbono Shalom, Kosu B'sarascha Asher Lo Yisafonim. The Torah says that Hashem is a God, Asher Lo Yisafonim. He doesn't show favoritism. Yet, there's another pasuk, the famous pasuk in Birkas Kohanim, says Yisa Hashem Panav Elecha, that Hashem shows favoritism to Klal Yisrael. So what's the answer? One hand, the pasuk says he doesn't show favoritism, and here it says he does. So it says Amalehem V'chilo Es Aponim LiYisrael. How can I not show favoritism to the Jewish people? Shekasafti lahem b'Torah v'chalta v'savato v'irachta, Hashem alokecha. That the pasuk says v'chalta v'savato v'irachta, Hashem alokecha. V'hei midaktikim al atzmam ad kezayis v'ad kibayim. And they are midaktik to bench even on a kezayis. I say you only have to bench if you have sviya, and they're eating much less than they're benching. So, since they're doing that, how can I not show favoritism to them? So the Vilna Gaon, as we'll see shortly in his Perush and Mishlei, asked the question, why is this mitzvah, the mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, oh, they're so medaktik, they have chumers in this mitzvah, I have to be no seponim to them. And what, there are other mitzvahs. He says, Lachas Nida, we have Machmir, Benos Yisrael, other things that we know that their chumrah is on. What's so special about this particular chumrah? And then the Vilna Gaon, and we'll see also the Yeshua's Malko, asked the question, what's Pshat Ad Kezayis Vad Kebeitza? If you're benching with a Kezayis, which is smaller than a Beitza, so certainly you're benching on a beitza. So what's ad kezayis ad kebeitza? So the Vilna Gaon in Mishlei and Perikov Beis explains, based on the pasuk, Tov ayin hu yivorach kinosan milachmo ledal, the following. The din of v'chalta v'savato v'irachta is sviya. Sviya is the shear of a suda. The shear of one suda is 3 beitzim. 2 sudas is 6 beitzim. 1 suda is 3 beitzim. And the Zohar says 3 beitzim is like 10 kezesim. So if you eat 10 kezesim, you'll be full. So a person has 10 kezesim, he could say, you know what? I'm going to eat all the 10 kezesim. I'll get full, and I'll do the mitzvah d'oraisa of benching. But this person, the tovayin, the generous person, he doesn't hoard the food all for himself. He looks for aniyim. He tries to find 9 aniyim. And this way, it's 9 aniyim with himself. Now it's 10 people. So he takes the 10 kezesim, which really is kedei svia for one person. And he's mechalik it between himself and the 9 other people, each one getting a kezayis. So on one hand, he's losing out on the mitzvah d'oraisa v'chalta v'savata, but he's what? He's mefarnes aniyim. He's making the white people happy. So he's doing bein adam l'chaveiro. But where is the bein adam u'makom? So he's doing bein adam l'chaveiro. He also gets bein adam u'makom because now he's able to be mezamein b'shem Hashem. And that's a great kiddush Hashem. So he does this way. He's able to get the bein adam l'chaveiro and the bein adam u'makom. If he would just keep it all for himself, he'd get a mitzvah d'oraisa bein adam l'makom of a chalta v'savata. Now he does it this way, he gets the bein adam l'chaveiro, but he also gets the bein adam l'makom of saying Baruch Elokeinu Shechal Mitchalo. And that's the Nesias Panim. The Nesias Panim is that he's able to do both. To make a tziruf between Bein Adam L'Mokom and Bein Adam L'Mokhavero. Some people, as we'll see, are only interested in Bein Adam L'Mokom. Some people are only interested in Bein Adam L'Mokhavero. He did both. So that's a special Nesias Pan. There's another pshat in the Gemara from the Yeshua Smalko. It's all Yeshua Trunk from Kutna. Explains, based on the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas on Mem Tes Amud Beis has a machlokas between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda regarding the pasuk v'chalta v'savata v'irachta. Rav Meir says v'chalta zu achila v'savata zu shtia v'achila b'chizayis. Says all you have to eat, and maybe there's an asmachta, maybe it's a daraisa, but you eat achila is kezayis, and you bench on the kezayis. So says Rav Meir. Rav Yehuda says no. Vechalta v'savata achila sheyesh basviya, that's a kebetza. So you have one opinion says you bench on the kezayis, another opinion bench on the kebetza. Now, if one would go ahead, according to Rav Meir and bench on the kezayis, which he's supposed to, according to Rav Yehuda, it's a bracha levatala. But if you won't, according to Rav Meir, you're losing out on a mitzvah of benching. So what would happen if Talmidei Rav Meir and Talmidei Rav Yehuda would come together and eat together, and some of them would eat more than a kezayis and less than a kebetza? So machlokas could come out that the Talmidei Rabbi Yehuda are not going to bench, and the Talmidei Rabbi Meir are going to bench, and then each one is going to say the other one's doing the wrong thing, and it causes machlokas. So they act b'chochma that whenever they get together, they'll make sure either to eat less than the kezayis each one, so you don't bench l'kulei alma, or a beitzu or more, that you will bench l'kulei alma, but they'll be medaktek ad kezayis ad kebetza nupshat, not to eat more than a kezayis and less than a kebetza. Hey medaktek im ba'atzmam ad kezayis ad kebetza. Again, this is the same idea. Person wants to have a shita, follow a certain rebbe. Sometimes people don't act with seichel and they want to show that their Rebbe is the only Shita, and they're in your face, and they do things that are, you know, that cause machlokas. They don't act with Hatznei Lecha. Some people have a certain Shita, they want to show everyone that they have the Shita. It's like in your face. So the godless of the Talmidei Rebbe Meir and Rebbe Yehuda are they each follow their Rebbe, they each follow their Shita, but they made sure to do it b'chachma b'seichel, that it wouldn't cause any machlokas. So Rabosai, I think the Tzad HaShoveh between the Groa and the Yeshua's Malko is this midah of Nesias Panim, is when you have that mizug, you have that balance between Bein Adam L'Chaveiro and Bein Adam L'Mokom, and you're able to bring it together in a nice way, and that's the ultimate Nesias Chein. And my friend Rav Moshe Shapiro told me that perhaps this is the idea that we find by Noach. You know that by Noach, the two psukim that seem to be contradictory, the first pasuk in Noach says Noach was eats tzadik tomim haya bedorosov, and then later Perek Zayin pasuk Aleph says Oskar eats tzadik lefanei bedor hazeh, just says he's a tzadik, doesn't say he's a tomim. So Rashi has a famous pshat that one was befanav and one was shalo befanav. When you say pray someone befanav, you only say mitzvah shvacho. In shalo befanav, you could say all the shvacho. So the first pasuk at the beginning of Parshas Noach was shalo befanav, so it said everything. And the other pasuk was befanav, so it only said mitzvah shvacho. However, Rabbi Shapiro pointed out that the Kli Chemda in Parshas Hazinu quotes from the Sefer Orim Gedolim, who quotes the Beis Yosef. And the Beis Yosef has a new pshat in what it means and how to explain Tzadik Tomim, and why one pasuk says Tzadik Tomim and one only says Tzadik. He says Noach lived through the generation of the Dor HaMabel and the generation of the Dor HaFloga, and was shielded from both generations, didn't fall into the pitfalls of their Averis. So the Dor HaMabel, they were Gezel, Arayas, all these things. So that is a tzaddik. He didn't get involved. The Dor HaFloga was about Deus, Avodah Zarah, Muhammad Hashem, Kiviyachol, Zemuna, Deus, also not affected, Tomim. So that's what it means. Noach Hayish Tzadik Tomim Bidorosov. Dorosov is the two generations. He was a tzadik, he didn't fall into the pitfall of the Dor HaMabel, and a Tomim, that he didn't fall into the pitfall of the Dor HaFloga. He was Tomim Tiyim Hashem Elokecha. So it says Bidorosov. And the other pasuk, when it says Tzadik Lefanei Bador Hazeh, that was only referring to the Dor HaMabel. So when it was referring to Noach, in contrast to the rest of the Dor HaMabel, it just calls him a tzaddik, because it only was referring to that one generation. So Noach epitomized this idea. What does it say by Noach? Noach Motzachein Beinei Hashem. Why? Because he's a tzaddik and a tamim. He had the tzidkus of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro and the tmimus of Bein Adam L'Mokom. And that's what the Torah says. Yishra Hashem Panav Yilech V'Yichunecha. Nesias Panim comes together with Chein. And Noach had that chayim. And perhaps this idea is expounded upon in the Sefer Rishon LeZion by the Or Chaim HaKadosh on Mishlei. Pasuk says, "Mtzochein v'seichal tov b'nei Elokim v'adam." So the Or Chaim HaKadosh in the Sefer Rishon LeZion on Mishlei says, what does it mean, "Mtzochein v'seichal tov b'nei Elokim v'adam"? That some people are only care about how they should act to God. They don't care about man. Some people care about man. They don't care about God. Some people keep Shabbos, but they don't care about Gezel. Some people will never Gezel, but they won't keep Shabbos and they won't keep kosher. So the Shleimus is Nim Tzachein V'Seichal Tov Beinei Elokim V'Adam. And then the two pesukim after that, says the Archaim Kodosh, Pasuk Hey is Betachal Hashem B'chol Ibcha. That's going as a Musar to the person who only cares about man, about what man says about him. To that person we say Betachal Hashem. And the other Pasuk says B'chol Drachei Adayu is the person who cares about God and not man. We say that you should, if you service Hashem, Hashem will make sure that everything you do will also be Merutza La'adam. And Rav Vanunu in his Sefer Tiras Kesef on Mishlei also quotes the Netziv in the Sifrei on the Emek HaNetziv, who, as Rabbi Moshe Shapiro explained, explains this idea of chayin. That chayin is when you have that bein adam l'chaveiro together with bein adam l'makom. But if you only have the bein adam l'chaveiro, you don't have the bein adam l'makom, that's the sheker chayin. That's not a lasting. That's an empty chayin. You need both. You need both. Now we're in the Zayin de Nechemta. Talk about the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So I saw years ago in this of Yitzchak Isaac Prague from Yerushalayim, Yitzchak Isaac Halevi Prague in the Sefer Pri HaTzada, in the back of the volume of Bava Basra, comments on the Psukim in Yeshaya Nundalad, the Vesamti Katkot Shim Shosayach, where the Gemara in Bava Basra, where the Rashbam explains, has a discussion from what stone is the Chomos Yerushalayim going to be rebuilt. So one opinion says it's going to be the Shoham stone. And one opinion says it's going to be the Yashve stone. And the Gemara says even the Malachim are arguing over this. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kedein u'Kedein. You need both. And that's Kod Kod. The Chavdalet Chavdalet. Kedein u'Kedein. So Rav Prague quotes from the Besha Chochma. He explains in Parshas Tetzaveh, what's the idea? He says, because the Shoham was on the Eifod. The Gemara says in Zvachim, the Eifod was Mechaper Pavodah Zarah. So the Shoham stone is a kapara for avodah zara. It's a kapara for the lack of emunah bein adam l'makom. The yashve was the last stone on the choshen, which is the choshen hamishpat, which is kapara for ivus, for unjust choshen mishpat activities, not acting properly in bein adam l'chaveiro in monetary matters. And that's the Yashve, is the final stone. And the question was, what are we lacking? Are we lacking the idea of the Shoham of the Emunah, or are we lacking the Ben Adam Lachaveiro? And Hashem says, Kedein u'Kedein. And that's the idea, that to have the Shleimus, you need both. You need the Kedein u'Kedein. And Rav Prague fits that in with the Meshech Chochma Parshas Vayera, that explains that Yerushalayim is, the Medrash says, is two words, Yorei Sholem. Avram called it Yireh Sholem, Shem called it Sholem. He says the Meshech Chochma Yireh is the Yireh Shamayim, is the belief, is the Bein Adam L'Makom, and Sholem is the Bein Adam L'Chavera. And the Rav Prague points out, and Rabbi Willard pointed this out as well in the Drasha, that whenever one part of Yerushalayim is lacking, like Mikdash Rishon, they didn't have the Yira, they had the Gimel Averis. So the base Yerushalayim had to be destroyed. The Mikdash Sheini, they were lacking in the Shalem. They didn't have the Shleimus of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, that we're all one unit, we're one Shleimus. So the Yerushalayim was destroyed as well. You need both, as Rabbi Willig and Rav Prague point out. And that's the sort of the Meshech Chochma says, Kod Kod Shim Shosayich, the Kedein u'Kedein. And it's interesting that the Rambam in the famous Perish Mishnayis and Peya, Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, Mishnah says, Eilu Dvarim She'Adam Ochel Parasein B'Olam Hazeh, Akeren Kayim to Olam Haba. So the Rambam explains that mitzvahs ben Adam l'makom, we get schar in Olam Haba. Ben Adam l'chaveiro, we also get schar in Olam Haba. It's a mitzvah, but we also get schar in Olam Hazeh because we helped mankind out. But Talmud Torah keneged kulam, Talmud Torah is like also, like, you get schar in Olam Hazeh because Talmud mevi l'dei maisa. Rav Aaron Kotler is known to have commented on this Rambam, that Talmud Torah is the biggest Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, but it's also Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. Talmud Mivein L'Maisen, and that's what it has to do. And Rav Moshe Shapiro pointed out to me the Pardes Yosef explains the Pasuk in Ekev, the Pardes Yosef in Kisiso. In Ekev, Luchos is written Chaser. Rashi says Shovenheim. And the Pardes Yosef explains Shovenheim means because each side, Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, Ben Adam L'Mokom, the first five Dibros, Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, the second, they're both important. You can't say, I go for one and I don't go for the other. And the Pardes Yosef says that it says Psalton with Shove. Pashup Shad means that the Psalus that comes out when you carve from each side of the stones was equal. And the Pardes Yosef says of the Hadrash, it means that a person's puzzle in one, he can't say he's good in the other. He can't say, I excel Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, but I'm no good Ben Adam L'Mokom, or vice versa. If you puzzle with one, you puzzle in the other, because it's one unit. It's one unit. In fact, I saw once in a mimer, Pichas Friedman, as well as Marmarim, quotes in the Pasuk in Kiseitzei, Oyeb Kischa Evan Vo'evan Gedolo Tana. Pashup Shad is referring to the Mishkolos, that you should have a bigger one and a smaller one so you can cheat people. He says, Al Derech HaDrush, that the Evan Gedol and Evan Tana means there are two Avanim in the Luchos. So you shouldn't blow up one and say, oh, the Ben Adam L'Mokom, that's the one that I emphasize, Ben Adam L'Chaveiro I keep small, or vice versa. They both have to be equally important. Don't make one big and one small. Have them equally important. And that's the Kedeinu Kedeinu. And that's special in the Sias Kain. Because Baruch Hu sees the way the Gro learned. A person wants a Mekadishem Shamayim, Ben Adam L'Mokom, also fitting in that stuck of Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. A person wants to keep a Mesorah to his Rebbe, like Yeshua's Malchus says, also knows not to make a Machlokas. Kedeinu Kedeinu. And that, Bez Hashem, is the ultimate Madrega, that we should be zocha to reach this Madrega of the Kedeinu Kedeinu, and the Yerushalayim should be Nivne with the Kedeinu Kedeinu Kod Kod, and we should have Nesias Chein of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Yisra Hashem Pana Velecha V'Yichunecha, and that should bring bracha for all of us and be Yish Mashiach Tidkenu B'mheira V'Yameinu.